Pending contract approval, Deborah Schnabel takes over the Hainesboro manager job on June 1st. And President Trump's budget includes steep cuts for national parks. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories and more, up next. Pending approval from the Assembly, Deborah Schnabel will take over as Hainesboro manager next week. Assembly Personnel Committee Chair Margaret Friedenauer said Schnabel's tentative contract includes a June 1st start date. Friedenauer, Assemblyman Ron Jackson, and Mayor Jan Hill are on the negotiating committee. Friedenauer declined to reveal any other details of the contract. It is set for an Assembly vote at the Tuesday, May 30th meeting. The full agreement won't be available for public viewing until after it's approved. Discussion of Schnabel's contract is one of two items scheduled for an executive session Tuesday. The Assembly is also set to meet behind closed doors to conduct an exit interview with interim manager Brad Ryan. In late April, the Assembly voted 5-1 to offer Schnabel the manager job. The other finalist was Ryan, who has now served as interim manager twice. It was a contentious decision. Many borough employees and residents criticized the Assembly's choice. Once Schnabel takes over, Ryan will move back into his position as Public Facilities Director. President Donald Trump's proposed 2018 budget includes sweeping reductions to many programs and departments, including the EPA and Health and Human Services. National parks, including the 23 in Alaska, are not spared. The Department of Interior budget includes a 12% reduction to the National Park Service, or about $300 million. It also calls for downsizing more than 1,000 full-time positions. An explanation of the spending plan from the Department of Interior notes that parks saw record numbers of visitors in 2016. It says the spending cuts would have an impact on services to the public. In a press release, Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke says that while tough decisions had to be made, he's confident the department will find, quote, innovative solutions for cost reduction. Alaska's most visited national park is in Skagway. Heavy cruise ship traffic brings close to 1 million visitors to the Klondike Gold Rush National Historical Park. The proposed cuts would hit that park's approximately $3 million budget by more than $200,000. Denali National Park would see about a $1 million cut to its $14.6 million budget. Glacier Bay National Park would sustain a $350,000 hit. Kenai Fjords National Park is slated for a $280,000 reduction, and Sitka National Historical Park would see a $150,000 loss. Alaska Parks officials referred questions to a national spokesperson. NPS Chief of Public Affairs Tom Crossan said it's too soon to comment on how the cuts would impact specific parks and states. Now, Trump's spending plan goes to Congress. National news outlets have reported that many of the president's proposals are unlikely to gain congressional approval. This is the third time this year that the federal government has caused uncertainty for Alaska national parks. In February, seasonal job recruitment was delayed because of a federal hiring freeze. Earlier this month, Congress passed a short-term spending bill to avoid a government shutdown. Cheryl Stickler has been working in the Hainesboro School District for over 10 years. And her history with the school goes back a lot further than that. Now the assistant principal and curriculum director says it's time to retire. Stickler has three rules for her students.
And the first rule is to be kind. And the second rule is to be kind. And the third rule is to be kind.
She's been working at the Haines School since 2006. But her first experience there dates back much further.
I lived in Haines as a small child. I went to Haines School, Hainesboro School District, from kindergarten through third grade. And so in many ways, it was like coming home.
Most recently, she served as curriculum director and assistant principal for kindergarten through fourth grade. She's held other administrative roles over the years. Stickler's teaching career goes back to 1986, when she started working as a paraeducator.
When my son went to school full-time as a first grader, I went back to school to get my teaching certificate. Before I got married, I was a music education major, and I had one semester left, which was my student teaching, and I met my husband, and so we got married.
Stickler's husband worked in logging camps around the state. That's where she taught after getting her certification. A job as the head teacher in Clukwan brought her back to the Chilkat Valley. Stickler values her time at the Clukwan school.
We learned a lot about the importance of learning and growing in the place where you are and being present in that place where you are, and just walk with your eyes open and your ears open and be ready to learn at any moment. It was amazing. The people in Clukwan are so supportive of education. It was, our students were very, very well cared for.
That's where she went on her favorite field trip ever.
It was in February. We went for a week up to Clukshu, and we had a cultural exchange with First Nations people. And we learned how to set net under the ice. We were on Desdiash in February. The weather was beautiful. I have pictures of the students ice fishing in their shirt sleeves in February on Desdiash.
While in Clukwan, Stickler earned her administrative certificate. So after 7 years, she came to the Haines School.
Very much like Clukwan, the community of Haines truly believes in strong education. And that, it's so important that our students are supported that way, because that's how they're going to meet success, is when the community stands behind them, stands underneath them, stands beside them.
After more than 30 years of working in different schools, Stickler still remembers a piece of wisdom from her past.
I read a book when I was, I think I was 18 or 19 years old, and it's written by Suzuki, who does the Suzuki violin method. And he wrote, "The only limitations children have are those we place on them." And so if we think as adults, oh, that child's too young to do that. Oh, no, that child can't do that. You know, we are placing those limits on them.
Since she started in Haines 11 years ago, Stickler says the district has evolved.
I'm leaving a different place than it was when I entered. And that's how it should be. And as I'm exiting, we have new energy, new ideas, new administrators who are ready and gung-ho and super excited to take it to that next level.
Right now, Stickler's immediate plan is to enjoy the summer.
Looks like we're off to a beautiful summer, and I'm going to train my dog, and my dog and I are going to load up in the car, and we're going to drive down to my father's in Wyoming, and I'll be there probably through most of the fall. And then I'm going to come back.
What will she miss most about the school? The kids.
This can be a very stressful job, and there are days when I go and I visit the classrooms, and I get to see those children, and I see that joy that they have in learning, and it just reminds me that is why we're here. That is what our job is.
As Stickler wraps up her time at the Haines School, she wants the students to remember one piece of advice.
I teach the youngest students, the only reason we have hands, the only reason, is to help others and to help ourselves. So using your heart, using your head, using your hands, make your world a better place and be kind. Be kind, be kind.
Stickler is not done working. When she gets back to Haines, she plans to go into educational consulting. Due to budget constraints, the district does not plan to fill Stickler's role when she leaves. The principal, director of student services, and superintendent will take over her duties. For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org. We also have news and announcements on our KHNS Facebook page, so make sure you follow us there. We're always open to your comments and story ideas, so drop us a line at news@khns.org or reporter@khns.org.